Coverage with your host, Laura Lee.
And Manny MUA.
Y'all, we got a special guest. We got special guests with an S. Okay, it's plural in the house. Today, we have Laura and Vic.
Hello, hello.
I am so excited.
Aw, thank you guys for having us. I'm super excited.
No, I'm so stoked. Excited.
We are.
We have to talk about the Coachella thing,
no,
too.
We need to jump in.
We are going to have to really start off strong.
Let me tell you something. I love when I see Laura and Vic anywhere. They're the happiest people ever. Mm-hmm. So when we ran into you guys at Coachella, I was very excited. And we were drinking, we're having a good time. Laura immediately was like, do you want to chug your drink together? And I was like, I actually do. As a matter of fact,
like, let's down it right now.
You called me at a good time. I was looking to chug my drink. So we chugged our drinks and she said to me, she said, you know what? I got something I need to talk to you about. And I said, oh, I was like, me? So she was like, I have never been asked to come on Full Coverage before. And that's whenever I said, oh!
And it was very like,
as a matter of fact.
How dare you not ask me? It was very that.
And I said, as a matter of fact, I said, first I was like, Manny.
No, she didn't. I wasn't there. And then I walk over and she said, listen to what this bitch just said. I said, and then we heard it and we're like, we literally have, or Laura has DM'd you.
I harassed her. I said, check your DMs right now. Check your DMs. But to be fair on Laura's side of things, I had DM'd Laura and I was like, Laura, I want you guys on the podcast. She didn't see it. It didn't say seen. So it's not like she saw it and ignored it. She just missed it. And so she didn't see, which I had already asked her to come on. I just didn't, because some people don't want to do podcasts. So I didn't want to like press, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be like, come on guys. Like, and keep harassing you. But it was just such a funny kind of coincidence situation because you never saw that I had asked you.
I was like, oh, I want to get away. I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh
my God. You were like, I'm going to run out of here right now.
Honestly, we thought it was the funniest thing ever.
I was like, should we chug another drink? Let's forget about
it. She probably asked you to take another shot.
I was like, and that calls for another shot.
Oh my God, yeah.
But we had a lot of fun seeing you guys at Coachella.
Coachella's always fun.
And we loved that moment. We honestly thought it was so funny. And to be honest, we were flattered that like you wanted to come on our podcast to begin with. Because honestly, I was like, maybe she doesn't come on. Maybe she don't want to come on.
I watch him all the time. I'm honestly so into podcasts right now. Like I watch him during the shower. He's like, why are you bringing your phone in? I was like, I'm watching a podcast.
The podcast. Are you a podcaster too? Like, do you like watching podcasts?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I love that. I feel like I need to get into more podcasts because I don't even feel like I watch. I have one. We have one, but I don't really watch them as much.
I never watch the popular ones. I always watch weird shit like Tony Robbins telling you how to like master your business. I don't know. It's just like, like
those are kind of like,
I like the deep, weird ones that you find. I listen to Matthew McConaughey talk about life for an hour and like that's the type. But it's never Call Her Daddy or something for me. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's like the popular one. Like one of the really popular ones. Or like Joe Rogan is very popular too. All those kinds.
Joe Rogan is the man's man.
He is the man's man.
He's the man's man.
You're so right. That's very, very true.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste, salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So when we start the podcast, we always do like a peek and pit. Yes. Things that we've like loved from the week or things that we like hated from the week, or just like honestly, sometimes it can be just literally nothing crazy at all. Okay. Like sometimes I have peaks that are like amazing, sometimes I have pits that are horrific. But sometimes I'm like, you know, I have a hangnail. That's my pit. You know? Sometimes they're like they're so chill. But if you guys would like to start off with a peek,
okay.
I would love
something
to know.
Good that happened.
Yeah, something good.
Probably coming back from Palm Springs. Yeah. Well, we're in Palm Springs with our babies, and we have two water babies. So they're obviously two boys, but they love the water. So we don't have a pool. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Palm Springs, and the weather was so good. Cause you know, out here, like it's hot, but even when you get out of the pool
at nighttime, it's freezing. So it makes your pool water so cold.
And in Palm Springs, like the second you get in, it was like warm. My kids loved it. So that was a peak for me.
Oh, being that's with my family such a good peak.
Yeah, that's so really cute. So you guys are in Palm Springs this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. It was very like spontaneous too.
Yeah.
We booked it on Thursday night. We're like, we're just going to go to Palm Springs Friday.
Oh my God.
We went Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Have you guys ever like vacationed there before?
We have family Coachella. That lives there.
Yeah, Coachella. Besides Coachella, no. I don't.
But I feel like Coachella is so much different because it's like,
it's so different.
You get ready, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. And it's like, you never get to like chill.
And enjoy Palm Springs.
I mean, obviously when you're drinking, you do, but like the getting ready and stuff, getting there, because it's a mission to
get
to Coachella.
Yeah. The content. Coachella content, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People go to Coachella for the content to make it. Like, that's true. And I'm people.
It's literally me.
I'm people.
I love watching those get ready with music.
I do too. I think they're really fun to watch.
They're funny,
What about you?
Hit us with something good.
She stole mine.
Yeah. I knew. I literally knew that that's what it was going to be. I'm like, oh, he's going to literally say the exact same thing. And then boom.
It was funny because we were supposed to just be us four. And then I just texted him randomly in the group chat. It was like last night. Literally the day before. I texted in our family group chat. And I was like, does anyone want to go? We had already got a house. Like it was a smaller one. And my whole entire family said yes. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, damn it, I should have texted the morning of. It was fun. I always like bringing my family.
Of course. Were they all staying with you too?
Oh yeah. We had to get a little bigger of a house and they all came with us. And
that makes it so fun.
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. And we have my little niece. She loved the water in the pool. But yeah, it was just so funny. Cute. I was like, oh, no one's going to say yes. Oh, they all hopped in that
car.
Said,
oh.
It was a clown car.
Because your family
Baby, y'all
was
loaded
here?
The car.
Yes. My mom doesn't live too far from me. She lives out in Drupa.
Okay.
And then my dad lives in Big Bear.
Oh, yeah. Big Bear. Yeah. Is he a skier?
No, he actually flies helicopters.
Yeah. That's so sick.
Right?
So,
fun. I know.
Oh, wow. That is gag.
That's gaggy.
I'm obsessed.
A little spooked.
I would be like, we're riding all the time. That's all we're going to do.
So if you guys are ever in Big Bear, if you guys want like a tour of Big Bear, he does the tours.
I'm calling you guys. I go skiing in Big Bear. You know, to go. Yeah, pretty often. Yeah. I did not know that. Has your dad taken you guys on a helicopter?
No, I'm too scared.
No way.
He doesn't like heights.
Stop.
Yeah. I feel that though.
One time I was, did a helicopter tour in Hawaii and I took Dramamine before because like I heard they make you kind of nauseous with the movement. Tell me why it like takes you on the island, takes you inside a volcano. Tell me why my bitch ass was dead asleep in that helicopter in a like volcano this. Like this.
Because of the medicine?
So tired. And Tyler was like, this girl just took a $350 nap in a volcano in Hawaii in a helicopter.
I think I did that one and it was really pretty.
It was like, so pretty. It was so beautiful. What would I remember? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very Jurassic Park vibes. I remember I did the same one.
Hawaii is so beautiful. Yeah.
It's stunning. Okay, what about you? What about your peak?
Let's see. Well, I also was in Palm Springs on a spontaneous trip. Our friends planned a trip and they're like, we have one room left. And I was like, I don't know, it's hot as fuck. But I was like, okay, I'm going to come. And I had the best time ever. However, as soon as I got there, I was excited. So I started drinking. It's like, you know, you're with everybody. I haven't done anything in a while. Just been chilling. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get lit. And y'all, I got so lit. which maybe this could be part of my pit. I got so lit on the third, I couldn't even drink one sip of alcohol on the fourth because I was like, oh my God, like nursing a hangover. 'Cause you're so gone. Yeah. Cause and I told everybody, I like woke up next morning. I was like, I don't know what happened to me. I had like 3 beers and like 2 shots for the whole day. Like, that's so crazy for this hangover. And everybody stopped and they were like, bitch, you drank way more than that. And they were showing me videos.
A selective memory.
And I was like,
from when you remember.
This is starting to make sense to me. This hangover is starting to add up.
Stop. So,
yep, it so got me it good.
You kept going.
I kept going. I didn't even remember doing that.
And you know when you're around Val, you're gonna make it
she
happen.
She gets me going.
She will get you going.
She gets me going. And, well, my pit was going to be, you guys, I sliced my fucking ankle. It doesn't even look bad, but you can tell there's a hunk of skin missing.
It's gone.
Literally twerking in the pool, all four hands down. Worth it. Okay. And I slid off the side. And you know, sometimes the inside of pools are like grainy, gravelly pools. Oh, it was like so annoying for the rest of the weekend because every single time you get it wet, it starts burning like on fire. But anyways, really my pit was the hangover on the fourth. So I overdid it on the third. I got excited.
You don't like keep drinking the day after?
I sure don't. I'm a weak bitch. Really? I'm a weak bitch.
I used to be that.
We were the same way.
I used to be that. But then one time, I think we were in New York with Robert. You guys know Robert.
Robert, yeah, we know him well.
We know him. Okay. Well, he told me, he's like, just chug a beer. And I was like, okay. Chugged it. Literally like $1 million, I swear.
I have a question.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Morning, I have a question about this because I have a theory because I was in Cabo with Robert once and he told me the exact same thing. And I was like, you're crazy. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I was like, I'm not chugging a beer. But he was like, it'll make your hangover go away. But I have a question because I have a theory on it. Does it prolong the hangover for later or does it kind of just like fizzle it out?
I honestly think it fizzles out.
Okay.
The next day, I do not. I mean, I don't drink the same amount I drank the day before, so maybe that's why. I just like calm it, I think, just to feel, because dude, I've been waking up sometimes where I'm like shaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
and I usually don't get hangovers. I think the age is
it adds to it.
Age is whipping my fantasy. Ass.
Yeah. Yes. So like I just chugged it and I was like, okay. Like,
well, then I'm gonna try that because my theory on that, I was always so scared to do it because I'm like, no, because then tomorrow I'm gonna have a hangover like times even 10 because it's just gonna build. But maybe if I like you soften up on the drinking the next day, which is what I should have done on the fourth, but I was scared.
It lessens the blow.
Yeah.
That's why here too. I remember when I worked at, when I was a waiter and we would have like Sunday fun day or like Sunday brunch. People would come in, like, they would be fucked up. They came in, they're like, I need a Bloody Mary immediately. Yeah. And then take their Bloody Mary, and then they would, like, look as if they literally came back to life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is it because, like, it's almost like their body's, like, purging the alcohol. So, it, like, when it gets more, it's like, okay, it's, like, gonna lessen the blow.
Yeah.
I never understood the science behind it.
I love that for us, though.
I love, that's fantastic.
You learn something new every day.
That's fantastic. And that can work, a little sangria even.
Ooh.
A mimosa.
It's going to be a beer for me.
Yeah, beer.
I'm a beer drinker.
Beer for sure.
You guys all beer drinkers?
I do micheladas, yeah.
Micheladas, save you?
Yeah, it has beer in it. It's like a Bloody Mary.
But with beer.
Oh, that's
with
right. Beer.
Yeah.
Oh. With like chile, clamato, and all that good stuff.
Oh, with like lucas in it too?
Yes.
Or like little the like tajin.
Yeah.
Imagine if we each had one right now, ice cold. Done.
Is there virgin versions of it?
Oh, I forgot you don't
drink. Because I don't drink.
He doesn't drink.
You could. They have non-alcohol beer, and you can just pour one of those in there.
You're so right. Because I actually saw a friend of mine drinking it at the club.
Yeah.
Like you better try a non-alcoholic.
I did
one.
Try it.
Oh, you did?
No, he did. He was drinking it, and I was like, let me try it. I want to taste what it tastes like. It tastes like shit. Oh. I'm going to be fucking
He's
real.
He's real picky with alcohol stuff.
I'm going to be
like
honest.
Like the beverages in that genre.
I'm going to be honest. It tasted like shit. But the thing is, I was like, I feel like this is part of the fantasy. Like, I can't imagine a lot of people love like the taste of beer that much.
I love the taste
but
of beer.
If you grow up on it, yes.
Yeah,
but like
true.
When you get, I feel like when you're first introduced to it, you're like, wow, this is a jarring taste.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure my parents put it in my bottle. I'm just kidding.
No, on your coupon. Like,
I was going to say the same thing. My dad told me when I was younger too. I always asked him, why did you drink beer?
Yeah.
And he goes, because when you get older, you know, that's what you like to drink. And then I was like, what does it taste like? And he told me, honestly, tastes like piss.
Literally.
And it tastes like piss water.
For some reason, it's so refreshing.
Yep. But then over time, you get the required taste for it and you actually find it refreshing after a while.
That's me.
I'm a shot kind of girl, so I don't do beer.
Shots will save you from a hangover. Apparently not me, but it will help. Like if you don't do a bunch of mixed drinks and you just stick with strictly tequila, it will save your ass.
You taught me that.
I did that Karen's entire bachelor trip. I think I didn't have one drink. I did shots the entire time and I never had a hangover.
You know, the alcohol in Mexico is different. though.
That's better for you.
Knock you out. I mean, I had my bachelorette in Tulum, and none of us blacked out, and we were chugging bottles, like chugging bottles. Like it was never like
it was going down.
It was like.
Bottle after bottle.
It's like the clean alcohol.
It tastes better, too.
Yeah, it tastes better. And you could just tell it doesn't have all the extra like stuff that we add here.
Yeah. Preservatives. So,
For our wedding, we literally smuggled, I think I'm saying now, like 80 bottles.
You're like, now I think I'm good.
For our wedding. Yeah.
No way.
Took them from Mexico.
Where'd you guys go? Did you like go to TJ? Just grab it.
Yeah,
boom.
Her cousin lived in TJ. So we sent them the money and they just brought a bunch of bottles over.
But here's the thing. You can only pass two at a time. So it was a mission to get them over here. But we got them.
80 bottles?
Yeah.
Well, it was the Don Julio ones. The 50. We got 50 from, 50 or 60 from TJ. The Don Julio ones. Those are the ones we love. The 70.
Uh-huh.
I'm obsessed with that one. And then we got other ones from here. But the one from over there. Yeah. They had to smuggle them, and I don't know what they did.
Because it's like they have weighers at the check-in, like a lot of times they go weigh your cars to make sure that you're not actually smuggling.
I've never driven past the border before. It's always been a plane. Like I've just never driven. I that's so interesting.
Yeah, at the border. Like I mean, obviously I grew up in Chula Vista, so I would go to TJ all the time when I was really young. We would literally just go over for like tacos and come back. Like it was so like chill. And then of course, like when you live in Chula Vista, as you get older, things start to get a little bit more like intense, a little more dangerous at times. So we're like, my parents were like, "You're not going back for tacos," and I'm like, "Okay." So just since I don't even speak Spanish. So I would be like, ding, 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 ding. Like, DJ, like, so not, like, looking Mexican at all. Wait, so what was my pee?
What's your pit?
My pit. Hold on. I'm pulling it up. I have to use some of these, write these down, you guys, because I have a memory of a goldfish. Okay, so I went to Houston recently. I went to Houston last weekend. Like, it literally was for, I'm not kidding, I was there for 22 hours. It was for a meet and greet, and then it was, like, a book out of there. That, the heat of Houston is my pit. The heat of Texas. I'm not.
He doesn't do good in the heat.
Like I was in Houston, so Houston's like close to the bottom of Texas to the right. Yes. So it's very like in that panhandle. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. No, the Gulf.
I would say the Gulf.
So it's like super hot, super humid, just very like intense heat. I don't do good with like super hot, super humid weather. So when I was there for the meet and greet, I was like, okay, I'm gonna be in the bus. The meet and greet was like a big like life bus, and they're like, that's great, that's good. The second, they're like, by the way, when the meet and greet starts, the doors do have to open.
Ooh.
And the heat will be coming in. And I said, what am I going to do for 2 hours in this situation? So I was literally standing under the AC the entire time of this meet and greet. And then people would like be like, oh my God, hello. And they would hug me like a couple feet away. And I'd be like, come here. And I would literally draw them to underneath it. I'm like, come to me. And it literally was just so crazy. Like, I'm not used to like weather like that because I grew up in, you know, SoCal. So the humidity makes it 10 times more intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 100 degrees, but it felt like 150.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in the devil's dick.
You were. Mm-hmm. Satan was in that bus.
Satan was in there.
He was.
He was caressing me. He was like,
he's patting you on the back on the way out. That's a hot one, brother.
It was crazy. So I was just like, that was my pick because I was sweating like bad. And people were hugging me. So I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'm so sorry that you're hugging me and I'm literally wet right now. And it's like, I can't control my sweat. I've tried.
Yeah.
I have tried.
I feel like that is honestly. I feel like that's his thing with the heat. Because then he's a sweater.
I sweat.
And he like gets all like,
I get embarrassed. I don't want people to see that I'm sweating. I don't want like people to touch me when I'm sweating. And I also like, okay, do you know what happened to me once? When I was in Florida and I went during the summertime, I was there. My body was so not used to the heat and the acclimation. I broke out into full body hives. Everywhere.
Manny, you're a weak man.
And I was like, I'm not well here.
The weather in Florida kicked your ass.
It kicked my ass and I got bit by these mosquitoes and I had these like huge welts. And I was like, I think my body's just like rejecting.
I feel like God knew that you were not meant to be born in that vicinity of the earth.
He knew. He's like, you have to be in Southern California.
Yeah.
So, I'm very like insecure about like when I'm like sweating. I always like wear like black and white so you can't see. But I sweat all the time.
And I wish I could sweat.
You don't sweat.
No. Even when I work out and stuff, I'm like, oh, because it makes you feel good. Like, it makes you look like you
worked out. Yeah.
I'm like 12:30 and I'm like brand new. I'm like, did I even work? Like, you know, but no, I don't sweat. It's weird.
Wow. Have you ever sweat?
I mean, I probably, even in Palm Springs, I wasn't sweating, which is weird.
Whoa.
I don't sweat. I don't know.
That's crazy.
What do I want to sweat?
You and Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Kim Kardashian doesn't sweat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I need what you have.
She did an interview and she was like on a treadmill.
I need whatever the fuck she's having. You guys need
to switch it up a little.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you to. I'm gonna need you to really get some. Give me some of that blood. I'm gonna cyclone it or something. Test that DNA.
All right.
For me.
All right. Well, that's the plan.
Because I'd be literally. I'm not kidding you. I could walk up a stair and I'm like, oh my God.
It's true.
I'm broken.
He's probably like, sweating right now.
I'm sweating. Yeah. I am very much sweating.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
What is you guys' pits?
No, that's a hard one. I thought it was going to be easy.
I know.
You like always think anything. Yeah, you always think that.
Okay, you go first.
I would just say for the summer in general is, I feel like flying by.
Oh my gosh.
Like just flying by.
And to me, summer's like my favorite season. Yes. Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
I love summer.
You're going to blink sure. And your we're going to be girlies. In fall.
Yeah. Mm.
I know. That's such a shame. And you know why it flies by? Because time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's when you do all your trips and you go out and everybody's busy and having fun. And it makes time go by so fast.
Yeah. Also because we have a baby, obviously, and he's in school right now. So he doesn't get like a lot of time off. And he right now is summer. And we're like, it's like flying by. But we try to take the most advantage of it. But.
Because it's like home. Because everyone's like home.
Everyone's home. I love having Elliot home because Elliot's so funny. Like, he's literally like life of the party. And he's always in school. I'm like, we can't.
How old is Elliot now?
He's going to be 8 in August.
Yeah.
Wow. That went by fast.
Too fast. Yeah,
like crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because like when you have a kid like that, like, I'm sure it's like you blink and it's like, oh my God, we're at 8 years, 7.
Literally. I feel like you don't realize it as much. Because you're with them 24/7, but like every time I post, like Oakley posted him last night, and he's a giant. Because dad's a giant.
He's a giant.
But
right.
Someone wrote to me like, "Dude, I literally swore like you had him yesterday." Like I was like, "I know." Like it goes by so fast.
Oh my gosh.
He's already 2.
That's so wild.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God, that's crazy.
It goes by fast.
Because in my head, I'm like, I remember like your pregnant photos. Like I literally remember that like so vividly.
That was five minutes ago.
And that felt like 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I feel like after I turn 30, I swear to God, it's like all it's like just a blur.
Yeah, blur.
It goes literally by blur. So fast.
Wait, what's your pit?
Mine was my hangover.
Your hangover.
Yeah. So wait, I want to ask you guys, how did you guys meet? You guys have been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. I know how you met. I actually Googled it because I was like, nosy as fuck. I was how did Laura and Vic meet? So I Googled it, but I would like for you to tell the full fam how you guys met, because you guys have a vlog channel together, a family channel.
Yeah.
So cute.
Thank you. We met through Instagram. So back then, there was no DMs, no nothing. Ooh. And he would just comment on my pictures.
That's not how we met.
Say it. BFFR, go ahead.
First, we met at Disneyland.
Oh my God. Okay, that's just what I read. That's forgetting.
Sorry. Okay, I went a little bit backwards.
So I used to work at Disneyland when I was younger, in the parking. And it just happened to be that the week before that, I randomly followed her because we had a mutual friend. And
you thought she was fine?
Yeah, he liked her picture. So I was like, it just popped up on the Explore page. Okay. So I was like, I'm going to follow her. Literally.
Remember when pictures used to pop up on the Explore page? They don't do as much anymore. Nope. It's more like what you like. But before it was like
random.
It said like this person liked this person.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So I saw her. I followed her. A week later, she came into the parking and to my parking booth. And like I did a double take and I was like, oh shit.
This is the girl.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a girl. So I kind of froze and I thought I was calm about it, but apparently she said that she could tell.
You gagged.
I was nervous.
In your head, you're like,
why is that she so thought cute?
Something was wrong.
No. But in reality, he's like, hey, you. Like getting back in the car. Thank you.
He literally looked at me. He was like,
I can so see that too.
That is so cute.
Very like trying to be so stoic and calm. Like,
I'm in this little like toll booth. Like my head has to like bend over just so I don't hit my head. And so later that day, she posted on Instagram a picture of like a collage of fireworks, pizza, and I think
her
ears, right? Yeah. I believe.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
And I noticed she didn't post the guy she was with.
Were you with a guy?
She was with a guy.
I was with a guy, yes.
And so
a date? Like, we were already done. It was a relationship. Yeah, we were already like trying to work it out and stuff.
Yeah, you were towards the end.
Yeah,
it was at the end of its journey.
So I left a comment on that picture saying like, oh, I think I saw you. I was working in the parking lot. And then we just kind of started chatting like as friends.
In the comment section?
In the comment section. Eventually, I gave her my number in the comments. And then
everything was public back then. Everyone go back to the
comments. There's no DMs. There's no DMs.
And then I forgot that there was no DMs back then.
Dang. Yeah.
So we just became friends talking. And then I would say it was a friendship on and off for almost a year. And then
I love that.
And then we started actually dating.
Yeah.
After a year.
That is so cute.
How did the dating part start? Like, were you like, okay, like, all right, I like you.
Actually, no.
I always wonder, because I'm like, I'm friends with so many like gay guys, but I'm like, if I like them more than friends, like, what do I do?
He's gonna get the tips.
So I was
I need tips.
We were always interested, we're always interested in each other, and we would just talk, message. We wouldn't hang out. We would randomly maybe see each other at like mutual friends parties and stuff like that. Then we stopped talking, and then I started talking to her again, but this second time we started talking, I can tell she was kind of like hesitant. She basically gave me a cold shoulder, like, oh, I already gave you your chance kind of thing. And then so
you fumbled the bag the first time, bury that.
But I the second time I felt like I was more ready for a relationship, so so I was persistent and I told her I'm not going to stop bugging you until you go on a date with me. And so every day for almost a month, I would send her bug emojis just randomly.
Bugging her.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even say a word.
Are you fucking kidding?
I wouldn't even say anything. And sometimes she wouldn't even respond, but I would just send it. I was persistent. And then finally she's like, okay, let's go on a date.
That is the cutest thing I have ever heard.
If you wanted to, he would. I have this theory where like you have to...
She's playing hard to get.
I mean, like, for you to send bug emojis.
Yeah.
Every day for a month. It's also so cute because it's like code.
I'm going to jump out the window.
It's
like
your code. Yeah. It's your little inside joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to get your girl.
Yeah.
And you got your girl.
And so then send bug emojis.
I'm going to send bug emojis.
That is so
I'm going to send lice. They're going to be fleas. I'm going to...
The mosquito.
Yeah, I'm gonna say mosquito, then I'm gonna say the grasshopper. Very like, I'm gonna say that as my
You're just gonna get blocked.
I'm gonna get blocked.
You're just literally gonna get
I'm gonna
blocked.
Get fucking blocked. Okay. So then
fast. Okay, sorry, man.
Fast forward. No, you're please.
Fast forward. Wait, how long did you guys date or were together before you were married?
10 years.
Yeah. Holy 10 years moly!
10.
Well,
10 in August.
10 years.
10 years in August.
Me and Ty waited 7 years. We were really? Dating for 7 years before we got married. Okay. But that's amazing. So how was the wedding?
Oh my God.
Amazing.
I want to replay it every day.
It was so beautiful.
I keep looking at like pictures and stuff because our pictures, obviously, they don't edit them all right away. So we keep getting, every time I log into the thing, there's like new pictures. And I'm like, I wish weddings lasted like a month.
That's what's so crazy. You spend so much money, but I feel like it goes by so fast that day. Like that day is just like gone.
It should be a wedding week.
Yeah, a wedding week. It definitely should be a wedding week. But yeah, it was so much fun. Every moment was so fun. It was crazy because I did not get drunk because I wanted to like just be in the moment and remember everything. And it's just this, you literally get this drunk adrenaline in you that you literally feel drunk. You're just so happy. And it was.
And like so many people are there like cheering you on. It's all for you. So you probably feel euphoric in a way.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, so I've never had like a big, I went to the courthouse and got married. Like I've never done anything like that, but I always wonder like how intense is that? Because you guys had a lot of people. Like that was a big wedding.
Yeah.
So like you say it was like amazing, euphoric, as I would expect that to be, but was that like stressful? Like, or were you nervous? Or like, was there hard part? Like, I feel like I'd be like scared that I wouldn't be able to like be enough attention for everyone. Like I would have anxiety. I don't know.
I feel like it wasn't stressful at all because we had a planner, so he did basically everything. He was amazing. The only part where I was really nervous one was walking down the aisle.
Yeah. See that? Well, I feel like I would throw up.
Oh, you can see it in the video. I was like cracking my fingers while the father was talking. Like it was. I even looked in his eyes sometime. I was like, I'm gonna faint. Like I'm gonna.
You're like, I'm gonna literally fall.
Yeah, and I don't know how I didn't, but it was. And I'm a very nervous person already, but that was like. And like I couldn't even feel my body. I felt like I was like lifting up into the
levitation.
You literally are having an out of body experience.
She as levitated if you're about to down the die. Aisle.
Yeah, like I just.
That's how I feel like I would feel.
Same.
Yeah.
I feel. I'm sorry, baby.
It's okay.
I can't imagine like if you're in that moment doing that thing like you that you're not having that like I'm very nervous right now. Yeah. All eyes are on me. Kind of attention.
Oh, it's such a big moment.
Because it's such a moment. Like you know, hopefully you only get married once in your life. Like that's like the dream. That's the goal. Yeah. So it's like, oh my God, this could be. This is the moment.
The only time.
Yeah, and like you're giving away and like all that stuff. There's so much that goes into a wedding.
So if you had to say one do and don't for your wedding, what's something like cute and cool that you guys did that you really ended up loving? And what's something that you were like, that was a waste of time, money, or like shouldn't have done that?
I think probably my favorite part was when we were walking in and my favorite song is La Chuana. So like that was playing while we were walking in. And while that was playing, we brought everyone to the stage. And it was funny because our cocktail hour, you guys remember cocktail hour prepared. Oh,
yes.
Oh, you don't drink.
No, but I remember the cocktail hour. Like, okay. I know like that's like, which I didn't know that happens before. Baby, people get fucked up at cocktail hour and I had no idea.
But I love that though, because once you get into the actual like party part,
they're
like,
ready to party.
You're ready to party. Like once Carrie walked in, we were ready for her.
Yeah,
so that's why when we walked in, like as soon as we walked in, we just pulled everyone to stage and it just felt so magical because we were in the middle and everyone around us was in a circle and I don't know, it just felt like, oh, I want that feeling again. It just felt so pretty because if you like sit there and like just look around, like everyone's so happy.
And like people that are there like love you.
Yeah, and it was just, that was one of my favorite parts for sure.
One of my things that I liked about our wedding is, we had the, what is it called? The color, not uniform, but dress code.
A dress code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like that because when we end up watching our wedding video, it just looks so elegant that everyone was in the same color. Mm-hmm. Just, what is it called? The
formal, is it like a formal attire? Like black tie?
Everyone was all black.
Like a color scheme to kind of go by. Like everybody, this is like the colors. I actually love when people do that because it makes it very, very, very easy. I'm like, great. That is just so simple because I don't need all the options in the world. And then sometimes you're just like, is this too champagne? Does it look white? You know what I mean? It's just like, it's overdressed. Do I like, I'm trying to be the bride? Is this not dressy enough? Yeah. It's so nice when people just kind of give like a basis, a dress code. And I agree. I think it makes content. It's so beautiful.
And like my parents too, everyone was just like in black and it was just and like that could I like there's pops of like golden champagne in there.
Same.
Like it would like glisten through like the crowd and the dance floor. I like that too. But it was easy to dress up for hers too, because
it was just like that. I was like, exactly. Black tie attire. Mm-hmm. I literally was so stressed. I was like, what does it mean? I Googled for maybe 40 minutes. I was like, what can I wear to a black tie? I didn't even own a black tie, you guys.
He did.
I literally that morning, I thought I did. I went to Target, got a black tie and a belt. I'm not kidding. I was not well. Mm-hmm. And I literally, my suit was literally a glitter suit. It wasn't even like, I didn't even have a plain black one. I was like, we're going to make it work.
Yeah.
It's going to look black tie.
Manny's but closet, I was gagged. He's like sequins, rainbow, black jacket, but it's covered in sparkles. I was like,
where's the black tie? Yes. And I was like, there's no black tie though. And yeah. So I had to book it over to Target. I was literally Googling like places that have black ties. And Target had one. That was very stressful for me.
Target always comes through.
Target does. They do. They really do. But it's crazy because I feel like right now, in the last, I would say, 2 months, it feels like every single person has gotten married. I feel like it's wedding season. It's like I've had five, like literally, I know five people that have gotten married in the last 2 months. It's been crazy. Do you guys ever feel like you guys get like compared to like other people's weddings or other people in general? Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's like pressure.
Yeah.
Because it's like, damn, if everyone's doing a wedding at the same time, is everyone going to be staring at my wedding comparing? You ever feel like that happens?
Yeah, and it did happen.
Did it happen?
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
I know, but it's okay. I feel like that's just how, I feel like that's just how social media works.
It is.
You're very right. And I also notice you're always extremely positive with other people's weddings experiences, and you're always there rooting them on to the fullest extent. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy, but I'll tell you, I do see the competition, and I literally told Manny, I was like, you know what seeing this makes me feel? It makes me never want to publicly have an event. It makes me never publicly want to do anything, because it's like, no one asks for that. Like, you're doing your own thing, your own world. You're doing it your way. And it's beautiful. And I feel like anything I did, if it wasn't, you know, a Kim Kardashian party, it's just not going to be good enough. So it's like, it made me, I told Manny, I was like, well, my God, like, this is crazy. Like, I guess I will never have a event ever, because like, I would never, that's so hurtful. And just, it's ludicrous.
Mm-hmm. Comparison is hardcore. I feel like in social media in general, like, I would get compared all the time. I'm sure you get compared all the time. Like, especially like other like boys in beauty, especially like 10 years ago, it was always like, well, that there's only a couple of you guys, and we're all just gonna compare you constantly. Yeah. And I was always like, for me, I would always just try to like get it out of my head, or just like not think about it, just focus on the positive. How are ways that you guys like not focus on those things? Do you ever feel like you guys get like focus on it? Do you ever like hyper fixate, or do you just kind of like, I'm just gonna keep it pushing, keep it cute?
I did focus on it, which, my bad, I shouldn't have done that.
You're human.
You're normal. I was gonna say you're normal. I'm like, you're human. Like, yeah, exactly.
It was hard not to see. I feel like that day, even of the wedding, like the wedding went viral for being like a basic back in the yard, ugly wedding, which,
whose wedding?
Mine.
You're joking.
They kept saying that it was a backyard wedding.
Yeah, it was a backyard wedding.
No.
Like, it was like, she has a budget and stuff like that. And to me, it was never, it's funny because they're like, oh, you gave this budget. I'm like, no, I told Elegante he can do whatever he wanted. And obviously, I'm not going to go over, but I'm a very simple person.
Your wedding was not simple. You know that, right?
I know, but I agree, but everyone made me feel like it was simple. So I told him, I was like, I'm a very simple person. Like, I'm like, but they were comparing everything, like, oh, the hair, like, why is your hair up? Your hair is always up. I'm like, it was funny because I literally asked him the night before. That's the only opinion I wanted from him, because that was a hard one for me, like my hair up or hair down. And I asked him, I was like, babe, one thing, do you want my hair up or do you want my hair down? He's like, please have it up.
I love when her hair is up.
So I was like,
I tell her all the time.
Perfect. And I'm like, you made me get hate.
Like, it's your fault. But why would you get hate for something like that though? I'm so confused.
This is how dumb it is, because if you would have said down, it would have been a problem. Somehow, some way that would have, to me, I'm like answering for you, but it's like.
We talked about that too, because she also said by the end of the night, if her hair was down, it would have been a mess.
And so true.
The pictures, the videos with everyone, she would have looked so right.
You're dancing,
like
you're sweating.
Yeah, you look floppy.
And I have very curly, poofy hair, so I already know my hair. And my hair would have been like this. The way that we were dancing, my hair would have been like.
Baby, your hair would have been like as if you put egg yolk through it, like this.
No, girl, that would have
never
mean.
Moved.
That would have been mean.
After you started.
Oh, yeah, but it's okay. I feel like I'm going to good place now because I was down bad after all of it. Yeah, but
that's so sad though, because that was such an amazing moment. And like for you to even say you're a simple girl, you're not. Like that wedding to me was very extravagant.
I thought so too.
It was absolutely stunning. Everyone was in gowns. Okay. Yeah. That's an elegant, incredible wedding. Yeah. I feel like that's other people's voices speaking for you.
Yeah.
And that's the conversation that I had with her too.
He's really good at talking me out of things.
I love that.
My dad.
Yeah. when people were criticizing her, I was like, their criticism is not your expectations. Mm-hmm. So whatever you expected out of your wedding is what you achieved.
Right.
One of our main things why we did our wedding where we did it was venues close early. So we know we like to stay out late and party. So
of course.
The backyard was technically a backyard, but it's my uncle's house and it's a beautiful property. And so we're there until I think it was like almost 5 a.m.
That's your day.
All venues literally close at midnight.
Yeah. So that was one of our main things why we had it there. And I would always just tell her like, they're going to come for you just like
for anything,
her hair, all that. And I told her, as long as you're happy, the people that you love are there and having a good time, that's what we're here to do. We're here to celebrate our love in our wedding, and that's truly that only matters.
On the bright side of it, I did see a lot of love for you guys.
Oh, yes.
And there was a ton of love. And I know that sometimes, trust me, it gets loud. Like it's a lot louder.
It's loud, yes.
But if you add up all the love, it's probably like 10% hate, and 90% of people out there are cheering for you guys. But you just hear the 10% and it's not real.
And that's what I would tell her too. Yeah. Like it's so easy for someone to go on and give hate.
Totally.
The people that love you are not always going to go and leave a loving message, but know that they're there. They're liking your stuff. Yeah. They're following you. They're sticking with your day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And I tell her that all the time.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. I love that you like can be like, you know, that person for her. Cause I feel like it's so easy to fall into it, especially when you're like doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Like there's moments like when I have to like rely so heavily on like Laura or like my other friends, where I'm like, hey, like I'm down bad from this situation. Like, what do I do? Cause sometimes I do feel like the same exact way. It's like, you'll like kind of spiral in your own head about something and you're like, damn, how am I gonna get out of this spiral?
Yeah.
I'm in the trenches. But when you have people like that in your life, like that's so important. You'd have to have people that will bring you out of it to be like, oh my God, you're so right. Like, honestly, at the end of the day, it literally was a comment about my hair.
Yeah.
You know, because when you think about it like that, it becomes more trivial, but it's so hard because it's so easy to get stuck into it.
Yeah, I think that thing that helped me was like, I didn't do anything wrong.
No, totally.
All I did was get married. So I kept instilling that in my head and I'm like, YOLO.
Let's be honest, you're like, a lot of people that could be commenting could just be literally hating ass bitches who never got married. That's
like when people come at my car, my home, I'm like, let me see your home. Let me see your wedding.
Let me see your marriage.
Post your wedding on the social media right now.
Yeah.
Post your wedding pictures and we're all the millions of us are going to digress. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
No, you don't want to do none of that. You just want to do this about mine. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know.
When you think of it that way, it becomes a little bit more like, okay, it can be just coming from a place of like complete unhappiness and projection. Yeah,
that's why sometimes I honestly, I tell them all the time, I pray for those people. I honestly do feel bad because I'm like, I feel like no one that's like truly happy and like does leave those comments. I don't know. I've never met anyone in my life that is like that. So like, I honestly just wish them well. I do. Yeah. At this point,
it makes you wonder what's going on in their life that they 100%. Have to reach out so much to someone who's happy. Mm-hmm. And say negative things like that.
Yeah.
Well, I know a million girls out there that would kill to have a wedding like you guys and have a relationship like you guys and the family like you guys. Yeah. So, and I know there's like millions of people following you guys that love you so much. I thought it was an absolutely stunning wedding.
Thank you. So did
Thank
I.
You. Thank you.
I do.
I did too. I thought it was beautiful.
I want to ask them some fan questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Yes, you're right. We're starting a new thing where we're like doing a little segment on full coverage for all y'all out there too. We want to do a thing where we ask questions like, okay, these are fan submitted questions. What do you guys want to know about the guests that we're having on? Ooh, so we screenshot like three or four that we want to have you guys. And of course you guys can be like, I don't want to answer that, or we're going to keep it cute and keep it moving.
We'll answer.
Period. I like people like that. Like, we will answer.
I feel like they know everything about us already. So
right. You're like, at this point, maybe family vloggers, they know the tea.
They know. That's what I told Manny. They're vloggers. So like sometimes like on our channel, we'll like review a product, but you don't really learn anything about us. But whenever you have family vloggers, like, and probably honestly, that's why they're so invested with everything y'all do.
That's why they're fucking sending you those comments.
They feel like they're like literally in your family. Yeah.
Like,
it's a good,
it's a double-edged sword.
It is a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm.
But I love having an open relationship with them. I feel like it just makes you feel more connected to them. Like,
100%.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good. Yeah.
Any plans on moving out of California?
I don't think so. I feel like if I could just get his family, his grandma, and my family and put them in a truck and move them with us, maybe, because the prices here for houses.
Oh, maybe they are out of control.
It's out of control. So then, yes, but as of now, no.
Yeah, I believe it's been a discussion before, like, would we be able to?
And where would you move? If you like could move anywhere that was not California.
We really liked Arizona at one point because Arizona has some nice
Arizona. Also, Scottsdale, so nice.
Scottsdale, yes.
And that's close to California too.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or even no farther than Texas.
Yeah.
No like that. That's as far east.
Arizona and Texas. Yeah. But
I love that. Of course, like, Texas. Daisy lives in Texas. Yes. I watch her vlog sometimes. Yeah. And she just bops over to LA every now and again. Does the rounds.
I tell her all the time, I'm like, wow, your life, like, just can go wherever she wants. Like,
she's super cool. Like, I love really her. Like Daisy a lot. She's Maybe so we should funny. Have her on.
On ask her. She would love to come on. She was on
Love After That. Yeah. I would totally ask her. I would ask her some specific questions too.
Know nothing about that.
So tell me about this situation. That would be fine. I have a question as well. If Laura got pregnant and has a girl, how would she feel, and how would Victor feel as well if you had a girl?
I feel like it's, I don't know, I've always known myself as a boy mom. Mm-hmm, like I can't even picture myself having a girl. I have a niece now, and she's the cutest thing ever, but I honestly cannot picture myself with a girl. I feel like if I were to have a girl, I don't know what I would do, because they're just so, like, with my niece, she tells me to do something, I'm like, yeah, whatever you want. Like, with my boys, I'm like, stop, like, calm down, they're boys, you know?
Yeah.
But with her, she's like,
a diva.
Diva.
Definitely
a diva. Looking at me, like, are you going to do this for me? And I'm like, yeah,
I'll do it. Like, of course I will. Whatever you need. Don't hit me.
I mean, I would love to see what a girl looks like for me, but I know, I don't know why I have this thing. Like, even my vows, I was like, we're gonna have a boy basketball team. I told him that. I was like, we're gonna have boys for sure. But I would love to see a girl with him.
I hope
with me.
Like, when you're like, look, what if she's a model and she's like 6 foot tall?
Ooh, literally, iconic. I mean, she could literally be iconic. How would you feel about having a daughter? Would you feel like very overprotective of her? Like, very like, Latino dad vibes? Yeah. Like,
I see, best of both worlds. So if I have a girl, I feel like it would be good for me.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll bring out a softer side
in
me.
It'll soften you up.
Yes.
You're so soft already, girl.
With our niece, but with my boys, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
my
boys, I try to give structure. Them a structure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with a girl, I would definitely enjoy. But at the same time, I would feel like it might be the end of me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I feel like whatever, like,
sucker for life.
You'd be a sucker.
Yeah, you would be a sucker for life.
She would have you wrapped around her finger like this.
She would.
She'd be like, that's my daddy. You know, marry that vibes. I would live.
Okay. Is post-married life any different than life before marriage?
You know what? We get this question all the time, especially because really? We were together for 10 years already. And everyone, that's another thing that people told us, like, you guys are being so exaggerative. Like, you guys have been together for so long. I'm like, let me be, girl. Like, I want to have the whole, like, fantasy. And mm-hmm. I feel like getting married at the time that we did those extra 10 years, I feel like just established our relationship even more. I mean, yeah. we're stronger than ever. Like, totally. We were supposed to get married before COVID. We canceled it because COVID.
Of course. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
So, and I'm so glad we did, because I feel like we're in a different place now than we were before. So, like, it just happened at the perfect time, but it does feel different. Wow. Like, it's just, like, this thing. He has a really good explanation for it. He said it on one of our videos, because it's, like, our number one question to say it.
Basically, it's a sense of accomplishment. I compared it to, like, anyone going through college or even high school. Mm-hmm. When people ask, like, oh, did you go to college? And you're like, well, I'm still in college. I'm almost done. I'm almost there. Mm-hmm. But then when you can finally say, like, I accomplished college, yes, I graduated college, that's
it's the different. Kind
of, yeah, it's different. Like, it's not I'm almost done, I am mm-hmm. done. So,
and it feels a lot different.
Yeah, so when people are asking us, like, oh, like, are you guys married? I would have to say no, or I would have to refer to her, like, fiance, even though we're basically married. Like, yeah. I felt like we've been together so long. So now it's that sense of accomplishment where I can look at her and be like, that is my wife.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's official.
Oh, that's so like, I love
it's
that.
And it's accomplishment, yeah.
It is. Well, there's a reason why people renew their vows. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. After they're together for so long, and it's like a rejuvenation of the relationship. Yeah. There's, like, a reason why. So it is different, you know what I mean? Different. It's more special, and it almost takes it to, like, the next level. And even if you think relationships, you know, you've been together for 10 years, there are so many levels, because people change, people grow, people mm-hmm. mature. So relationships are able to grow, mature, and move on to the next level. Yeah. Marriage is a part of that.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
It feels very different. Yeah.
And that's kind of why I proposed to her twice.
Did you? Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah. So once when we were younger, just before we had our first son. And then... about 4 years after that, I proposed a second time. Just because of that same reason. You say people, as they get older, they change, they grow, they mm-hmm. develop. And I just felt like, okay, I meant it the first time.
Yep.
We've been together 4 more years after that. I still feel this certain way. Mm-hmm. I just want to reassure you that I'm still here for the long term. Oh, and then same with the wedding. Like, we had our wedding. It feels more official. And like you said, in 10, 20 years when people renew your vows, I feel like it's just that level of accomplishment of years that you want to reassure them that my love for you is still there and it's still growing.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I just that's so good.
When he first proposed to me, I was already pregnant with my baby. So I felt like the first one was more like, oh, she's pregnant. We like, you know,
like, this is you're Mexican. It's very Mexican. Yeah.
When you're very Mexican, it was like, when he proposed to me, I remember coming home and my dad was like, you did it backwards. And I was like,
yeah, it's very proposed then baby.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
Yeah. So in my head, I was like, oh, he just did it because I'm pregnant. Like, whatever. Like, it meant a lot to me because I proposed. He did it at Disneyland on the Terror Tower.
It was so fucking cute.
The cutest thing ever. But in my head, I feel like growing up Mexican, it's like, you have to do this. Like, go move in with her now. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, he did it the second time. So he proved me.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you're like, this is not just because we're freaking Mexican.
No. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's real.
That's real shit.
That's real shit. Do you guys have a pet peeve about each other? I have like 25 about Tyler.
He's like an ick. I have
so many about Ty. But if you guys have something about each other, then
we actually did that TikTok, the icks.
Yeah, the icks. I have a lot of icks. No, I'm just kidding. No,
you're like, I have more of them too.
When you're together for so long already, like, there's so many icks, but I'm like, what am I gonna do about it? Like, I'm already with him for so long.
Girl, you're in it.
You're invested. You put in so much goddamn investment in that, you need that return.
Like, I might as well like the ick sniff this.
Yeah, at this point, you just gotta like him. Well, like, what's like one where you're like, okay, this needs to be gone.
I have one. It's a little ick.
A little ick.
What is it?
She constantly leaves things open.
Oh, so, like drawers.
Everything.
Jars, lids,
milk
drawers.
Caps.
Yeah. Oh my God, I want that too.
She'll walk into the kitchen for 30 seconds and I walk out and I'll come in from the living room.
Every
two cabinet open, milk still on the counter, caps off, tapatio somewhere where it's not supposed to be. I'm like, girl.
You're like, well, how did this get
in? She came in for a fork and all this stuff is open.
He used to tell me like, Laura, and then now I just hear the doors like slamming.
I just close them now.
And now you're like, okay, that's what it
you
is.
Gave up. Close them. You gave up.
She's not changing.
That's a good ick.
That is
a cute ick.
The ick about you must be, oh, that he doesn't hear me unless it's something that he wants to hear.
Selective hearing.
Selective hearing. Selective
hearing.
I just think I have bad hearing.
No.
Tyler has that disease as well.
I tell him, like, hey, let's go. He's like, he literally gets up in like 10 seconds. And then I tell him, like, oh, can you check this? And it's like,
Crickets.
Nothing.
Like, oh, that's so crazy. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to prove you. Yeah,
like, I'm going to do a test.
It's selective.
That little beep, that beep test where you're like, yeah.
Exactly. He hears sex, but he never hears anything else.
That's it.
That.
The ears perk up.
That's very men.
Okay, I have one more fan question. Is there a honeymoon they want to know?
There is. We actually, like, we planned it for a certain month because we just wanted. I feel like after my birthday, remember this in January, we had a trip every single day. Okay. Not every day, month, but like month.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bachelorette. It was like party after party. Like, it was just so much. So we're like, hey, let's settle down and like chill out. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be that I'm like super excited for it because it's like one of my dream vacations. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
So it is happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
Just later on.
It is happening. Just later on. Yes. That's genius though. I really, really like
that. I know
that.
If I did what you guys did, I would not have my honeymoon because like, travel after planning something like that and planning like a grand vacation after that sounds like hell actually and having to pack and get on a plane after that absolutely not
especially because we have kids too we have two kids and then like we weren't leaving them like 24/7 because we would do like 2-day trips, 3 trips the most, but like it just feels I'm like we even wanted to take them at one point, but then I'm like no, I feel like this is gonna be something that we're like need to do by ourselves, and then we can take them somewhere else.
Totally, like the honeymoon is like that's mommy and daddy time.
Yes, mommy and daddy time.
Yes,
I love that.
I love that too. That's really really cute.
Okay, before you go, I want to ask. She has Laura's Boutique. You guys check it out. But what's going on with Laura's Boutique?
Oh my God, it's been crazy, right? We've had it for 2012, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, over 10 years.
That's a long time.
Long time. Yes. Oh my God, it's still good. I'm
it's sickening.
Obsessed.
And it's still going. It's still launching.
Yes. I kind of stepped away from it from a little bit because, well, I started Laura's Boutique first. Like, that was my first thing. I was never like a personal influencer or anything like that. But I started meeting a lot of people. One of the first persons I met was Daisy. And then after that, it just like grew onto like knowing more people and stuff like that. And then I got too much. I got a manager, and then like it's a lot of work. It's like to keep up with everything. And thank God I have my little sister. She's actually my cousin, but she moved with us four years ago. And she's like really good at like doing videos. She's really good at the marketing side. So thank God for her. But like I still do the shopping. I'll do all of that. I'm very
involved in that.
I love doing it. I don't know. I feel like I have a passion for clothes. Every time I'm in a, like shopping for them, I'm literally like I get
place.
So it's my happy place. It literally is. Like it's like it brings me peace and like I love clothes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well that's why you have Laura's Boutique.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the passion shows, you know?
It makes sense.
And the passion like shows through and then you can tell and people like can see that with you. Yes. And that like, oh my God, like she loves it.
It's been a fun ride, yes.
I love that. We're going to link Laura's Boutique down below. Aww, and before you guys go, we ask every single guest this question. It's just a fun question. If you were given $1 billion cash, tax free, what is the fun item you would buy? What's the big whammo?
Oh my God, that's so much money. I didn't even know what $1 billion was until like 2 days ago because I don't know if you guys saw that white party that went viral on TikTok.
Yes.
Well, she's worth like $11.5 billion. I was like, and I looked it up and I was like, oh my God, that is so much money.
Like, but
I
don't, like insane. Like it's like uncomputable almost. Like you can't like, you couldn't like, count that number in your lifetime.
It's almost like one human should never have 11 billion, 11 of them. Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, I don't know what he does, but he's like really rich, but I honestly don't even know. I feel like, one of my dreams is to like, I love doing giveaways. That's my claim. Like, I love doing giveaways. We actually just gave away a car the other day.
No.
Yes.
Last month.
Where do we sign up?
We gave away a Toyota. And the feeling that I got when we delivered the car to this family, I can't even, like, top that feeling ever again.
That's true.
So I think I would buy maybe, like, 100 cars and pick people to give away.
100 million cars.
100 yeah, million literally.
Cars. With $1 billion, you can buy literally a million cars.
Yeah. I don't know. I just really like that feeling. I feel like, I don't know. that feeling can't get topped.
Yeah.
So I would do that.
Find a way to give it back.
Yeah. Mm. Somehow. I mean, I would keep some of it, of course.
Of course.
Go on a little shopping spree.
That's what I like.
That's the one. That's the one.
You could do a nonprofit.
And yeah, that's true. Starting a nonprofit. That's cute.
You've never had to give it out the right way. And
he's really, he's really into all that stuff because we had a niece and she passed away from like a disease and we would always take care of her in the hospital, like sleep over with her. Oh, we would like take turns with her parents because they were always there 24/7.
Yeah.
So we would take care of her and stuff and we got really like,
it was before we even had our son. So she really opened up our hearts, or she opened up my heart a lot into seeing how quick life can be beautiful and then how quick it could just go.
Yeah.
And it could be gone to anybody.
And, life's not fast. It's like you think like little things happen, you go, life's not fair. And then you hear stuff like that and you go, oh my God, life is like savage. Like,
So that's actually what I think she was trying to get to is I actually just started a nonprofit.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Just to figure out a way where we can give back to like Children's Hospital, CHOC and all
that's
that.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So that's one of my big goals this year is to get that going.
Wow. I've been to CHOC before. Love that.
Yeah. I've been there and I did a tour there and we did like a little babysitting thing in the OC Children's Hospital.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, that is this episode. Thank you guys so much for being so open and talking about everything with us.
Really appreciate it. You guys are so fantastic. And you guys are so cool. Like, we've known you guys for years. It's so crazy. Like, because we know all these people, but it's like, you don't know that we don't know as close. Because it's like, we're friends, but it's like, we don't see each other like all the time, but we do.
Yeah, we do.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
Events, it's like we're like really close coworkers.
Yes.
So strange. It's so strange. But it's like really nice to get to talk to you guys and like get to know you in like a different level because we've never like got to hang out and stuff. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
Really like that. But thank you guys for coming.
Well, thank you guys for watching this episode of Full Coverage. We'll catch you guys next week.
And don't forget to rate, like, subscribe. We'll leave all their information linked down below, of course.
Thank you.
Check them out. And we'll see you next week's episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh, my God. Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.